This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Waikato on Free FM 89.0, and as part of the Community Waikato podcast series, you're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me in the studio today, actually a very full studio, I have some members of the Te Amutu Senior Expo planning team. It's my pleasure to introduce you to Michael Cullen, who's the president of the Te Amutu Grey Power. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Roseanne.
We have Sue Martin, who is the Sales Support and Community Engagement at Arvida Whai Moriora Te Amutu. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you very much. Hello, Roseanne.
Hello. And we have our good friend here, Danny Van Shipley, the Regional Advisor at Community Volunteering Waikato. All right, I want to try and claim you as part of Community Waikato, but from Volunteering Waikato. So welcome to you, Danny.
Thank you. Thank you, Roseanne.
Hey, it's great to have the three of you here today. And the reason why we're here is we've got a very important event coming up on the 1st of October, the Te Amutu Seniors Expo. So let's start off with Michael. Maybe just tell us how about the expo came about.
Yeah, Roseanne, it was very interesting because this was an initiative by the new mayor of Waipa, Mike Pettit, and he got together a group of, you could say, senior leaders in the Te Amutu community. And from that, it was decided to try and do something for our seniors, because one of the things we did note was that there's an awful lot that's available to seniors out there, but unfortunately, no one knows about it. Mm. So this was the start point. And we had a meeting in December, then another one in January, and the group got together probably in early April when we started planning this. And I must say that the group is incredibly enthusiastic and very passionate about what we're trying to achieve here.
It's great to hear. And so it's going to be held on the 1st of October.
The 1st of October.
Yep. And whereabouts is it being held?
It's been held at the Presbyterian Centre in Mutu Street, Te Amutu.
Right. Okay. And what time is it from?
From 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a big day, we know that. We have 40 stalls or exhibitors, and we have seminars running all day as well. So, and we've really tried to cover the sort of thing that would be of interest, beneficial, and informative to the seniors in the greater Te Amutu, Porongia, Kiki, and Ohaupa areas. We've even had interest from, believe it or not, Cambridge, Tikawiti and Otahonga as well. So hopefully we'll be able to manage the number that we're expecting to attend.
Great. Oh, well, sounds like it's going to be an amazing event. So maybe if you could just tell us a little bit about how did you get involved in this? Or do I say, how did you get conned into being a part of the planning team as such?
Well, I was fortunate enough to find myself in the February meeting at the council. And my role that I've been engaged in is to empower community and bring community into our village and our village into the community. So at that meeting, it was obvious that we had a very enthusiastic bunch of local people who are incredibly passionate about building connection within the senior community. Mm. And that's something that I think we all identified, that in a world where communication should be easier these days, there is so much information out there, it's actually made it more difficult for our seniors sometimes to wade their way through all of that information and find exactly what it is they're looking for. So we believed that there was so much on offer that people just couldn't find. Mm. And the idea of putting that all in one place where people can come along and be informed and find out the information that can make their lives just a little bit richer is really what's driven our engagement into this project.
Mm. And so Avida Whai Moriora is part of one of the sponsors, I believe, of
that's correct.
Event. Yes.
Yes.
And you've also got a couple of other sponsors, haven't you,
as well? We have, and we'd be very fortunate. We have got Rosetown Funerals that is a gold sponsor, if you like to call it that way. Mm-hmm. And we've had great support from the Te Amurukiki Community Board as well. But we've had so much it's incredible. The enthusiasm that is displayed by the people around Te Amuru is just amazing. An example, we have the Regent Theatre, for example. They're giving us 150 free tickets for a movie they're going to put on that night. They're advertising the expo on the movie screen, and when mm-hmm. you see it, it's outstanding. You know, and you've got other groups around the Te Amuru area that just can't wait to help. And as Sue has alluded to, this is just an amazing community that is really bringing the whole thing together. It really is.
That's great. Before we talk a little bit more about the different stalls and groups that are going to mm-hmm. be there, I'm just going to now turn our attention to Danny, the third member of the planning group that's here. So obviously from Volunteering Waikato. So Danny, how did you get involved in this?
Last year in November, before Mayor Mike and Deputy Mayor Joe were elected, mm. they attended Cambridge Community Voice, where we discussed about how a community-led initiative could be something moving forward for Cambridge. And anyway, they got elected, and then they included me in the forum that they had for Cambridge, and then for Te Awamutu. And so, I attended the forum that Michael mm-hmm. is talking about, where the idea actually, we started thinking of what seniors need and the gaps in, getting the services out and awareness and visibility. And I think it's also just having them be less isolated, but more, involved and inclusive.
Yeah. And also too, it's an opportunity maybe for some of our seniors to maybe put their hand up and volunteer, and they might not know, where they can volunteer, where the gaps are, and potentially, I suppose, some of the groups that are going to be there on the day will be more than willing to take on some new volunteers that are out there, as well as the services that they do provide for people. And I know personally, my mum, she's coming up 92, and she moved up from Taranaki just before COVID, so early 2020, and moved into a retirement village, and she had this amazing life before she moved up here. It was volunteering left, right and centre, but moving away from all of that, it was quite hard just to reconnect and to get into a new sort of community as such. Mm. So I think if there was something like that, then it would have been great to take her along to. So I think this sounds amazing. Mm. So, Michael, some of the groups that are coming along, who are we expecting to see?
Rather than give you, 40-odd exhibitors plus those on the seminar, I think if we cover the areas we're trying to introduce our seniors to,
that's good.
Health and well-being, for example, community and social connection, because there are groups out there that they can belong to, but maybe they don't know about them, recreation and other activities, volunteering, as Daddy has alluded to. It's a great way of connecting with individuals or groups around the Te Amuru area. Support services, financial and legal information, things like power of attorney and wills and those sorts of things that is really important today. Other things like protecting seniors from scams. We've got various things going on in seminars that Sue can talk about. And, of course, local groups and clubs that are attending the expo. So there's a raft of different areas that will interest seniors, I'm quite sure.
Yeah, it sounds like it's very very wide breadth of different groups that are going to be there to I suppose, tell people all about what it is that they do and how they maybe can become involved. Mm. And very important, actually, talking about wools, because it is also the National Wools Month at the moment. Oh. I think you might be able to start seeing some advertising out there. You start seeing the solicitor firms all start to advertise, you know, come and get your wool done, or the public trust, or or whoever it might be. And also the 1st of October has an important day, isn't it?
It is. And Danny, would you like to tell us what that day is? Because I hate it.
It's,
I think that's because she might be the youngest in the room.
Yes,
absolutely. So October 1st is the International Day of the Older Persons. Something that, Michael doesn't really like the word older persons, but yeah, we're just celebrating it on a Thursday, and you know, in lieu with the day that it's, I think it's universally known as, so yeah, in conjunction with the date, and like the Regent Theatre is also going to have something for older persons, so it's basically celebrating everyone. Over 65 plus.
50 plus.
50 plus.
Wow. Okay.
I think I prefer to call the older person seniors, because I look at our seniors and I see incredible talent. They've gone through their lives. They contributed to the growth of this country, and they've got so much more to offer. Mm. They really have. And this is why I'm passionate about promoting the volunteering side, because we're living longer today, and the more active you become in what is going on in the community, the better it is going to be for the individual. Mm-hmm. That's why I get upset about the old thing.
Yes, no, that's so true. Yeah. And dare I say, a lot of our older generation are the backbone of so many of our community and sporting organisations. Just come off, massive week of secondary school netball event, and a lot of our key volunteers there throughout the week were people that are just probably on the retirement side, we'll put it that way, but we can't do without them.
No.
It's just an amazing effort that they all put into to that week, and also throughout the season as well. So Joe, where'd that come from? So who's Joe? Which one wants to go? So there's some seminars that are that have been held on that day.
Yes,
so
that's right.
Maybe you can just tell us about one or two of those.
Great. Well, what we thought was, throughout the day, it'd be great to have something where people could just sit down for a short window of time, you know, to catch a 20 minute, half an hour seminar on a topic that will give them the baseline information that they need to be able to sort of take things to the next step. And what we're trying to cover off is things like wills, power of attorney, you know, planning, the planning stages for people, so that they can be aware of some of the things they can put in place. Another big one that Michael mentioned was safety online. This is huge for all of our seniors. In fact, it's huge for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, it is not just a senior issue. I think we all need more awareness around this, and the level of fraud that goes on, the banking fraud, and you know, and just keeping yourself safe online is really important. And there's another layer, you know, of something that I talk about with our residents, that new layer of AI and what can actually be pieced together with AI now in that fraud, in the realm of fraud, is really scary for people. And so what we're wanting to do is put these seminars together in place so that people can get some information just to feel a little bit more empowered with what they're doing and have some direction as to where to get some help. Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing with these seminars is they're all based around local, either local businesses or local organisations that can then offer further help. So it's a taster for everybody to, you know, to be able to engage in where they could go if they are needing help. Mm-hmm. And also to let, you know, our older people, our seniors, just understand that this is not a senior problem. This is an all of us problem, you know, and that it is okay to put your hand up, because it can happen to any of us.
I know. I was just thinking, you know, maybe we can all come along, you know.
We will all learn something.
One of the things that we've done quite differently, and this was, we thought about this, and that was, how can we involve the students at all the colleges and schools in Te Awamutu? Mm-hmm. So through the Mayor's PA, We have sent out an email asking the students to discuss the Seniors Expo with their nana and their granddad. And if you want to come along with them, please do so. Just doing something a little bit different there.
Yep. Mm. Most definitely. Now, just going back to the seminars, will you have a schedule of those, or you're promoting a schedule of what, you know, what time they'll be on
during
the day?
We certainly do, yes. Yeah. Now, they're all, we've got a flyer that's out, which is everywhere around the region, and on the back of the flyer, we've got all the seminar times.
Right.
And so we are working on a sort of first-in, first-served basis, but all the times are laid out where people can see exactly what is planned when throughout the day, and this will be advertised with all of our advertising that we're putting out around the region as well. Yeah. So we really encourage people to take up the opportunity and you know, get in there and see what they can get the information on that they need and get things started.
Right. So just with where to go to find the information, probably, dare I say, online or something like that, is there sort of like a Facebook page or website page, or are you connected up through council or somewhere else like that?
We have used almost every type of medium that's available to us to try and promote this, and certainly the feedback we're getting is that people are starting to understand what is actually happening. And we've, as I said, we used everything. And it's been incredibly supportive from the local, even the print media. We've got half page advertisements in those as well. So we are getting the message out there. And if they wish to, anyone wants to ask a question, well, we're all available, basically.
Mm. Yep. So good old word of mouth does the trick, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've actually put flyers out and about in Te Awamutu, Pirongia, Haupo, Kihikihi.
Yep.
We've got it in the Region Theatre, and we've got it out on the Volunteering Waikato on our social media. And I think it's also out on the Te Awamutu Grapevine. It was in the TN News.
And it was on. Yeah. It was in the Village Messenger for Porongia.
Yeah,
we put a flyer in there. 700 went out there.
Right.
And every school in the region has also got this in their community, in their
newsletter,
parent newsletter, or family newsletter that goes out as well.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's worth mentioning too that this is real grassroots, you know, grassroots work. People pulling together. It's all volunteer led. So it's the community. It's not a glossy trade show. This is a grassroots expo with you presenting what we believe people really need to know about what's available in their community.
We'd like to put it on the community Waikato newsletter as well.
Yes, we can definitely do that. So we have a weekly e-bulletin that goes out to quite a few subscribers, and so I'm more than happy to include that into the bulletin that goes out every Tuesday in that respect. So we can do that, and obviously it's on the radio show that we have here with Free FM. But also the great thing is that we, with technology these days, we get a podcast file that comes out after it's been broadcast, and we'll be able to advertise that far and wide as well.
Excellent.
Which will be great to
appreciate
hear.
That.
Fabulous. Yeah, so now it sounds like it's going to be an exciting day, and we just now, we've got all the storeholders ready to go, all the groups, the community groups, sporting groups are all going to be there, health organisations. I'm hearing, so it sounds quite like it's going to be an exciting day, and there's a lot of preparation being involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we're now, you know, needing our seniors now to just make sure they mark that date in their calendar on the 1st of October from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, wasn't it? Hopefully, just word of mouth, if you hear about this anywhere, to make sure you pass it on to someone else to make sure they can come along.
And it's a great opportunity for family to bring, you know, as Michael said, Nana and Granddad or Mum and Dad along and actually encourage them to, you know, to take part in some of what's on offer and to get involved in these organisations, because we do have a lot of new people in Te Awamutu that have come from away. As you said, your mum, you know, she'd moved areas. Look, I know in our village we have people that have come from all around the North Island and all all around the country. So it's a great way for them to, you know, find out how they can be have a really meaningful, part and role in the community. And that's just the best way to get to know people.
It is indeed. And it's just that connection, isn't it?
Absolutely.
To keep that connection, especially if you are moving away from your own little community or village, you're now going to, you know, end up in a new little sort of community group.
Right. And look, the enthusiasm that I have seen from the organisations and the people involved has been just incredible. It has blown me away. I mean, we've been able to provide a space for everyone to meet, and the numbers that come to the meetings every month has been incredible. Just the engagement, the involvement, and, you know, often in these situations it's the same people doing the same stuff all the time in these voluntary roles, but I think everyone has felt empowered to, you know, that by coming together and everyone playing to their strengths, that we can create something really wonderful.
Totally.
No, it's great, and it's great to see that Grey Power is leading from the front, and because obviously you do a lot out there for the community as it is.
We do. We try.
You try, yes. Let alone, being involved in running an event like this.
Yes.
So, really looking forward to that. So probably just if we just maybe could touch on one or two of the people, you know, different organisations that are going to be there. You mentioned about health and wellbeing. So is it where you could come along and are they going to say, like, maybe they can do a little test on my blood pressure or a few other of those little things, you know, maybe people that struggle to get to the doctors, you know, whether it's a cost thing or how long it's going to take before you can get into your doctor. So there's an opportunity there.
There's lots of opportunity for interaction with a great number of the exhibitors, Roseanne.
Yep.
And I'm sure that they'll take full advantage of it.
Yeah, so that's good to hear. And I think I heard you say as well there's going to be some sort of like recreation groups or something like that, water recreation groups, is there?
There's several groups and clubs, of course, in the Tiamutu area.
Yep.
And they're all represented there, so that if any of the seniors that attend want to join them, excellent.
Yep.
Good outcomes.
So a great opportunity. And whether you're a new resident into the area or whether you're someone that's maybe fairly recently retired, or it could be that you're not retired and still wanting to look at joining up with some sort of sport or recreation group.
Exactly.
There's an opportunity to come along and have a chat to someone. It's not going to be a hard sales pitch, I believe. It's just maybe over a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, or maybe a muffin or two thrown in the mix.
Just on the muffin bit, Fresh Choice, Te Awamutu is sponsoring tea, coffee and
slices.
So we're really lucky to have them here.
Oh, that's great. It's great to see another local company out there going to, you know, provide some support.
It's
been outstanding. It really has.
Yeah.
In fact, it's almost to the point we're starting to turn people away.
Yeah, but, you're probably thinking we need a bigger venue.
Exactly. Oh, that's another story.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Hey, look, I suppose it's, you know, you're starting somewhere. And obviously, you know, once it's been held, I'm sure it's not going to be the only time you're going to run this.
That's right.
Michael might go, actually, once enough. But obviously then you can, you know, grow on it from there. Yeah.
That's our thinking. We'll give it a go this year, and if it's successful, then yes, it could become an annual event because we think it's so important for the seniors in our particular area and the surrounding areas to be able to know where they can go to find out various information that they need.
Yeah, because it's interesting, isn't it, how quite often people go, oh, I didn't know about that, or where do I find out about that information? And for a lot of our seniors, they are on social media, but then there's also quite a few that aren't.
That's right.
And whether, you know, internet is overly accessible depending on where they actually do live. So I think it's fantastic that you've got this opportunity for people to come together during the day, and you've got them all there so they can sort of see what the offerings are out there for them.
And we've made the whole event, the events completely free. So it's free for the exhibitors as well.
Great.
So there's no charge to any of the local organisations that we've got there on the day. It's free for all the attendees. So and free tea and coffee and slice. So we want people to just be able to come along, no cost to anybody, and just, you know, just spend the day or spend some time there engaging with the exhibitions and finding out what they need to know. And if everyone just takes away one little morsel of information, you know, that sometimes is enough just to make a difference in someone's life.
Yep. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're getting close to finishing off this recording. Anything else that you'd like to just share? Probably one thing that just came to my mind is, if there's someone who'd love to come along, but maybe they haven't got transport and they need some support, is there any sort of thoughts around how, you know, someone could get some transport to come along, or is there a little shuttle system? Or
we did look at that, but it became so complex that we said, no, if they want to come, they'll find their own way.
Right,
no,
okay.
That's not a cop-out. It's just, as I said, it's just so complex to be able to do something like that. But certainly, if somebody does want to come along, then I'm happy to get in the car and go and pick them up and bring them if that's what they need.
Right. Okay. And so there's some contact details on the on the flyers that you've got out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And otherwise, hopefully, maybe there'll be a family member or a neighbour or someone else that might be able to pick them.
Maybe.
At student, grandchild or something like that might be able to pick them up and bring them along. Mm. So, no, that's good to hear.
Definitely.
Yeah. So is there anything else that we haven't yet covered that we need to just...
I think that covers off most of the things that the group, you know, representing the group as to what we've worked through, and we've been really deliberate in the people that we've chosen to be a part of this as well, to ensure that we've sort of covered all bases, and we'll try to cover all bases for what people will be needing to find out and what will be really useful for them. And there's been a real focus on local delivery, so these are not services that are perhaps Hamilton based that can provide services in Te Awamutu. They are Te Awamutu-based services, and we felt that was very important.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's quite important that it's local, and I know, Danny, picking up on what you said before, it's very much around a community-led initiative.
And collaboration. I mean, that's because we had it led by Grey Power, but then you had the Rotary, RSA, Volunteering Waikato, Age Concern, CAB, the Te Awamutu Information Centre, the Chamber of Commerce, everyone coming together and sitting around the table and then, you know, dividing the work. And I think that was just, that's what we wanted to see.
Oh, yes. And that's why I think the We Speak with so much enthusiasm is because the energy in the room and the people who showed up for this, it's just been incredible.
Yep. Great. Mm. Okay, so just to wrap up, I suppose, for today, so it's on October the 1st.
Yes.
Yep. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Presbyterian Centre in Te Awamutu, free of charge.
Yes.
And there'll always be a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, a muffin or a slice.
Yep.
Courtesy of Fresh Choice, which was great to hear. And there's going to be over 40 different groups that are going to be there and across multitude of different sectors. So it sounds like there's going to be something for everyone to be able to come along and hopefully be able to take away, and whether that's a new service that you can hook into or whether it's a group that you can maybe look to volunteer with going forward. So, look, thank you very much, Michael. And thank you, Sue and Denny.
Thank you.
Appreciate the three of you coming in today, and look forward to coming out and seeing how it all goes on the 1st of October.
I'd love to see you there, Obi.
I will be there. It's on radio now, so I have to be there. So, it's all for us today. Ka kite, everyone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.